Hey you. Glad I could see you. I've been wanting to catch you for a while, because there's something I've been wondering. Would you mind terribly if I used you as my hypnotic guinea pig? It's just that I need your mind for a spell. I was just thinking, because one of us has to, that it's always nice to unwind after a long day, wouldn't you say? To snuggle up with someone you feel close to, and just enjoy a moment of calm, where you're held, hugged, maybe nuzzled, just a little. To feel them smoothing their hand past your face and tracing their fingertips back through your hair. To savor that playful, lazy scritching of their nails on the back of your head. Scritch, scritch, scritch. Their whisper in your ear. Yes. I thought you might like that. My voice easing its way into your mind, and my fingernails just down there at the base of your skull, tickling away your cares, circling and smoothing away your senses. It's been known to make a person go a little gaga, don't you think? What do you think? I mean, if you even want to think. Because maybe you don't want to think. Or maybe I don't want you to think. Except when I tell you to. And even then, thinking what I want you to. You think that sounds like a pretty good idea, right? Because maybe it's nicer not having any thoughts for a while. Letting your mind drift into neutral. No inclination to pick a direction. More interested in having someone else handle that side of things. Don't you think? When you're told to. Still with me, sweetie? Give me a nod. Maybe a yes, miss. Good. I like that. So you like it too. Can't help liking what I want you to. Can't help doing and feeling what I say you should. I tell you where to go. And that's where your mind allows itself to be led. I tell you to go down. And you go down, following my words. I tell you to go up as you come up as I draw my fingers up your head. Down again as I tell you to drift your way deeper. Up when I want you to. When I want to hear you whisper yes for me. So what do you say? That's right. Such a good pet. Now drop down deep for me. Falling fast, asleep for me. Up, up, up when I say so. But down, down, down when I wish. Deep and dreamy. Calm and carefree. Sleepy and slipping, spaced and submissive. That's right. Failing to focus on anything but my words as I scritch away your thoughts. Failing to persuade your lazy little mind to get any of your thoughts in gear as I whisper away your cares. Failing to feel anything. But that which I want you to. Because why would you wish to feel anything else? You wouldn't. No need. No desire. Except to drop down deep for me. Except to surrender to the submissive pull you can feel flowing into you. Growing inside of you. Good. And you do want that, right? My words to be weaved through your willing mind. Your own cares all taking a back seat. Wanting to feel everything I say, so, Say yes, miss. Very good. That's right. So feeling limp like a rag doll for me now. That's right. Floppy, relaxed, and limp like a rag doll. All loose and droopy as your muscles just yield, your whole body becoming so soft and peaceful. My happy little rag doll to flip and flop, my good little ragdoll to tease and drop, feeling everything so readily as I tease and stroke you, as my fingertips trace away over your face, smoothing down over your neck and collarbones, circling round your chest and down over your stomach. Limp like a rag doll as I tickle and place your legs apart. Deeper for me. Sweeter for me. No tension in those muscles as my fingers ease around those intimate areas. No cares in your mind as your rag doll body admits me wherever I wish to go. Exploring you physically as my words melt your mind. Just drifting down wherever I place you. That's so good. And that's how you'll feel every time I tell you to be limp like a rag doll. Anytime I want you limp like a rag doll, you feel just like this. Is that understood? Good. And of course, the more I play with you, the more hot you get. The more my words fill your mind with pleasure. The more my touch fills your body with need, with heat and desire. That sweet, erotic fire. Building and glowing and swelling and growing within your body and mind. Good pet. You'll be whatever I want you to be, won't you? Any kind of toy, any kind of doll. Limp when I wish. Or stiff. And still, when I tell you to lock my mannequin. That's right. Fixing, crystallizing, locking in place. Lock my mannequin makes you feel this way. Everything growing so rigid and set, stiffening and elegant. Pose with poise, shoulders back, chin up. That's good. Every bit of you positioned. And you're an exquisite ornament. Which of course you are. Every part of you freezing in place as time slows down for you. As your mind comes to a standstill, as your thoughts slip into neutral and your brain becomes blank. blank and empty, vacant, thoughtless, like I've just flipped a switch and you stop being a person, like you're nothing but a posable doll. Lock my mannequin, and that's what you are, moving as I position you, smoothly and doll-like. I can cup your chin and move your face, left and right, smoothing my hands to either side of your face and giving you a little tilt, perhaps. One way and the other, my finger raises and your eyes obediently track the tip as I tick, tock, back and forth, tick following tock, till I find a position I like, a place where I want you looking and your gaze is locked in place. Perhaps I'll part your lips, maybe give you a little kiss, making my way to your arms, taking you by the wrist, moving them smoothly, placing them where I like, maybe fingers splayed, gasping and covering your mouth. My, what a shocked little puppet you are, framing your face and making you vogue. Yes, so very elegant. And I know you're empty and mindless right now. I know your waking mind can barely register any of this, but I want to hear you laugh. So with a boop on your nose, that's just what you'll do. A happy little laugh, a brainless wee chuckle, just for a second, all automatic. Every time I boop you on the nose, a smile and a giggle, before peacefulness and mindlessness washes the expression from your face. Here it comes, cute little giggle. Here we go, poop on your nose. Boop, giggle little plaything. Boop, that's right. Sudden little rush of energy and warmth. Silly and cute for just a few seconds, then emptiness and mindless flowing back in with the next couple breaths. That's good. Boop, and you're smiling. Boop, and you laugh. But then that smile fades, your thoughts fade. You're an elegant, posable object once more. How shall I move you? How about we move those hands down here? Cupping one breast, placed on your chest, making you wink. Placing your other hand lower, your expression and pose becoming suggestive, sexy, sultry, hot, giving me a come-take-me look, fingers poised so close to your privates. Very good, pet. And you feel so hot and teased once more. Good pet, you're doing so well. And if only you could touch yourself. If only you could play. Body is so needy, but your mind's gone away. Can't move a muscle. Can't scratch that itch. So helpless and hot. So teased and needy. You would be so slutty if only you could move. You'd grab yourself. You'd squirm and grind. You couldn't control yourself. Not when I tell you how helpless and hot you are. Not that you can do any of those things right now, even though you're feeling so much pleasure. Just helpless and hot. Horny little captive, locked inside yourself. Every sensation as I touch you just feels so good. Fills you with pleasure. Fills you with heat and need. Lust and eagerness. Helpless and hot. Just how I want you. I know you want to move and do something about all that pleasure you're feeling, but you can't. Not when you're locked, my mannequin. Not when you're fixed in place. Though you're only locked till I want you to be a ragdoll, then when one little snap, you're limp like a ragdoll all over again. No matter how much that might torment you, when you're limp like a ragdoll, you're too floppy to move. So slack and droopy. So completely limp. That's right. Melting down. Boneless and brainless. Relaxing and sleepy. And boop. That's right. Smile. Then drop deeper. Boop. That's good. Giggle. Then relax. Boop. So silly. Till your mind is washed away. That's right. Deeper and deeper. Down with every breath. The control you have over your mind getting further away. Just like you want it to. Just like I tell it to. Because good little playthings want what I want. Because thinking and feeling and doing as I wish feels so very good. So just drift down deeper. More and more, my little ragdoll. My limp little ragdoll. Mind so open for all my wishes. Thoughts reshaping to meet my commands. That's so very good. Now, you'll be waking up soon. But before you do, let's make sure that all my special phrases are comfortably in place. All my incantations keeping you firmly spellbound. And let's review, shall we? Anytime I tell you, limp like a ragdoll, your muscles unwind and your body just melts. All it takes is that phrase. Or sometimes if you're safe with me and thinking about that phrase, all it takes is a snap, limp like a ragdoll. And down you drop. That's good. That's right. Remembering those words. Remembering this feeling. Limp like a ragdoll. and down you drop. And any time I tell you, lock my mannequin. That's right, the opposite effect. You stiffen and grow rigid. You harden into place. Lock my mannequin. And you're poised, posed, and elegant. Locked until I move you. Mind frozen along with your body. Till I release you or command you to move. Lock my mannequin, and you're just the perfect ornament. Lock my mannequin, and your thoughts just cease. So nice, so very good. Anytime I tell you that you're helpless and hot, you're filled with pleasure, desire, and need. Anytime I tell you that you're helpless and hot, you're brimming with heat, arousal, and satisfaction. Helpless to keep yourself from pure pleasure. Helpless to do anything but enjoy the moment. Thoughts barely able to focus from the bliss and every sensation you feel when someone touches you, driving you wild. Helpless and hot, and you're filled with those feelings. And of course, the swim. Every time you're booped on the nose, you can feel yourself begin to smile and giggle. You can't help yourself. If it's just the word boop, you'll even boop yourself. If you're awake, you'll giggle for a moment and then regain your senses, feeling silly. If you're in trance, you'll giggle and feel that flush before losing yourself and dropping deeper. Boop, and you'll giggle. Boop, and you'll smile. Boop, and you'll laugh. Just for a moment. And then in trance, you fade deeper, deeper and deeper, more and more under the spell of these words, more and more responsive to me every time I drop you, more and more receptive every time you listen. That's good. Good pet. Now, you've been very, very good paying attention for all this time. So in a moment, you'll wake and come to your senses, remembering the triggers and phrases and able to share them with whoever you wish. If you want to recall the rest, you will. If you like things being a little more foggy, then foggy things will be. You will recall how good this felt, though. How much fun we had. And the words that'll let you revisit these feelings at any time. For now, if those words are all settled deep in your mind, it's time to wait. Time for that heaviness to drop away and your energy to return. So feel that happening now. Released from the floppiness and feeling your muscles coming back under your control. 5, and you're waking, the heaviness of trance dropping away. 4, filling with energy, feeling it flowing into you, waking you up. 3, washed of the weightiness by crystal clear water. 2, feeling lively, lifted and moving. 1, so very energized as oxygen fills your lungs and brings your mind rising up, up, up from the depths. 0, wide awake, feeling wonderful, refreshed, relaxed, and ready to go on with your day. I hope you enjoyed that. I'm sure you remember all of those words, even if perhaps you find it a little difficult to remember what all of them do. Enjoy sharing this experience with whoever you might wish. Until next time.